Our topic today is Pesach Sheni, specifically the relationship and the comparison between Pesach Sheni and Pesach Rishon. So we can think about this on two levels. First is in terms of the day of Pesach Sheni versus the day of Pesach Rishon. And the second is in terms of the Karban, which is the narrower but more extensive sugya here in the Gemara. So there is a medrash, the Psikta de Rav Kahana in Piska Kafches, has the following line. Amar Rav Levi, b'chol chodesh v'chodesh shebakayetz, bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu litein liYisrael moed. B'nisan nasan lahem ha-pesach, b'iyar nasan lahem pesach katan. So it sounds from this medrash that there is a Yom Tov, that there is a Moed called Pesach Katan, what we call Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara in Chulin, on Daf Kuf Chav Tes Amud Beis, quotes from the Megillas Tanis that there is no Hesped on what's called Pesach Zeira. I have an academic critical edition of the Megillas Tanis at home, and I checked there, and it has a few different girsos of this Gemara. It's quoted there for totally unrelated reason having to do with Kal V'chomers, but the Megillas Tanis refers to this day that we don't have a Hesped as Pesach Zeira, the small Pesach. So it sounds like there is a din, there is a chalos on Yom Yud Dalet Iyar as having some kind of status as a Yom Tov. And if we think back to the fact that Yom Yud Dalet B'Nisan, we already spoke about at length, the fact that there is a quality of a quasi-Yom Tov to that day, which is what the Rambam illustrated to us with various halachos having to do with the Isser Malacha and his opinion about the Shechitas Korban Pesach in the morning, and the fact that there is a Korban Chagiga. All of these indicated that there is the character of a quasi-Yom Tov for Yom Yud Dalet B'Nisan. So Pesach Zeira, there's going to be a miniature character of Yom Tov for what we're going to call Pesach Sheni. So what are the nafkaminas of this potential Yom Tov? So there is the issue of Tanis Bahab. What happens, this was the shaila that came up in Europe, for people who were, it was their practice to observe Tanis Bahab. What do you do if the last of the Tanios falls out on Yud Dalet Iyar? Similarly, a question came up in terms of reciting Tzidkascha if Yud Dalet Iyar comes out on Shabbos, and what about, in general, what about the recitation of Tachnun? So it's interesting that this question of to what extent is Yud Dalet Iyar a Yom Tov is at the core of this discussion about whether or not we are going to be makel on allowing these things. So the Maharsham deals with this in the Das Torah, which is his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, on Orach Chaim, in Orach Chaim, Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, in the footnotes on Sif Zayin. But he also deals with it in a Tshuva. The Tshuva is in Chelek Orach Chaim, Siman Lamed Gimel. So he discusses, he says, no, it's in Lamed Beis. He says, you should know. Befrat, listen to the Lashon. Debiyud Dalet Be'ir, Rak Temeim, O Shahayu B'derech Choka Hikrivu. Lachain Lafianiras Daiti, Logazer Megillas Tainis, Elo Delola Misbad Be. Avala Hisanos Mutter. He says, look, it's not so much of a yontif. It's only a miniature Yud Dalet. So he says, even though it says you cannot have a hesped, but you can have a tanis. But the point what he's trying to make is that the experience of the Yom Yud Dalet of Nisan, that's more of a serious yontif. But this, it's not really a yontif, it's only a makeup, and it's only a makeup for the Temeim and the Derech Rechokim. And therefore, in the Tshuva, he allows fasting on Yudalat Iyar. So in the Das Torah, where he's discussing Tachnun, he quotes the Shari Tshuva, which we'll get to in a little bit. Well, we can mention it now. The Shari Tshuva there in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Siv Zayin says, the Maharsham quotes from the Shari Tshuva, Le'inyan Tesvav Be'ir Osan Shenoagu Shalo Lomar Be'yodal Mishum Piskla Ze'ira. So too, there were others who said Mishum Sveka Yoma, not to say Tachnun also on Tesvav. He says, in Saloniki, there were moche for the people who didn't say it on Tesvav, but Nara Nara Upashte, essentially. So he quotes here from the Yad Shol, from Rav Yosef Shol Natanson, that you should not say Tachnun, this is in the Das Torah, you should not say Tachnun, not on your Dalet Iyar, and that's because Even though Butler Megillas Tainus, we don't observe the special noteworthy days that are acknowledged in Megillas Tainus, except for Chanukah and Purim, like the Gemara says. Nonetheless, this is not because of a Nes She'irabo. This is because of the quality of the day of being Pesach Sheni. So, even though Butler Megillas Tainus, most of Megillas Tainus are specific holidays that were observed because of events that took place in the days of the Chashmonaim, the Bayis Sheni period. But this is not about a day commemorating an event. This is a day commemorating the institution of Pesach Sheni, which is supposed to take place on this date. Baharai says, you know, the Mishnah tells us, Al Shisha Chadashim Ashulchum Yotzim Al Irem Ebnei Pesach Katan. There was an institution called Pesach Katan, and therefore it's not totally on the day. So the Maharsham is saying, he quotes and he goes back and forth on this.
You could say Tesvav as well.
So the Shari Tshuva says you would say Tesvav as well because of Sveikat Yoma. So the point is that what we're identifying is an ambiguous nature of this day. On the one hand, it does have a somewhat type of special status because it does have this experience of Pesach Sheni. On the other hand, the Maharsham is saying, but it's not a full Pesach experience. V'horaya, only a handful of people brought it. And Lu Yitzur, let's say theoretically that year, nobody was Tamei Derech Rechoka, nobody brought a Pesach Sheni, so nobody brought a Pesach Sheni. So it's not a formal, fixed institution. So it's somewhere in between, which is why in the Tshuva, he splits between fasting, which he allows, and the Hespedim, which he does not allow, and that's why he quotes the Yad Shol here, going back and forth, assuming that we would not say Tachnun.
Does anyone say not to say Tachnun on Tesvav because Achilas?
I did not see anybody who says that. I didn't see, but Lo Ra'inu Ein Raya. I'm sure you could look. Maybe there is someone.
Probably because Kashim Vayelot.
Right. Yeah. It's not really a mitzvah's Tesvav per se. Another nafka mina of this issue, to the what extent is Pesach Sheni a carryover from Pesach Rishon, has to do with Nihugim. So there is a sefer, Nihugim, practices that people have on Pesach Sheni. So there is a sefer called Likutei Maharich from Rav Yisrael Chaim Ben Yehuda Friedman. He died in 1922. He's quoted by some of the contemporary Likud Svarim. He says, Minag anshe maisa lechol matzah b'yom yudalin iyar, v'tzarachian halo achilas pesach sheni haya gam kein b'leil tesvav iyar, achar kach matzasi b'sefer zichron Yehuda, shagon hakadosh bal imre eish, v'chin chosno reini Rav David Zayish, zeich daich, nagu lechol matzah b'leil tesvav iyar. And not only that, v'gam beitza mevusheles, Velomdu halimudim hashayach lepesach sheni. I found this on Hebrew books, Likutei Maharich and Chela Gimel. So there were those who they commemorated Pesach Sheni as a carryover from Pesach Rishon. Either they ate matzah on Yom Yudalid, which is the minig of some people, because that's when they shechted the Karm Pesach Sheni. He says that some had the minig to eat it on Leil Tesvav, because that's when they ate the Karm Pesach Sheni. And not only did they eat on Leil Tesvav, they also ate a Beitza Mevushelas. So I did see somebody, although I didn't look it up online, somebody who quoted from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I don't remember where the sefer was, that apparently Reb Chaim Kanievsky was quoting that the Chazon Ish did not eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, because apparently the Chazon Ish felt that this is like adding a mitzvah which doesn't appear, and therefore it should not be done. But I didn't look it up. I think it's somewhere in the Orchas Rabbeinu, talking about the Chazon Ish. And this gets into a much larger machlukas, a big discussion. Rav Shechter likes to quote from the Aderet. The Aderet published a kuntris about whether or not it's appropriate to make a zecher to mitzvahs that you do not observe anymore. Is that more in line of a good thing, zecher lemikdash, or is that more in line with a problem of baltosif? So the discussion there was about hakel. Is it appropriate to make a zecher for hakel, which is what they do today in Israel? They have some gathering at the end of the post-Shemitah year, and they get together after Sukkot, and they build a bima outside the kotel. Is that appropriate? So this... So this practice dates back to this kuntras from the Aderet. So Rav Shechter says this is a whole discussion about whether or not it's appropriate to make zechers for things that we don't have. So l'chora, this issue, is it appropriate to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni? Is that more of like a zecher to something that we don't have? Or is that more of a concern of Bal Tosif? That's a bigger halachic issue, but it's just something that we should note. The second issue is whether or not it is appropriate to eat Tzli on the night of Yud Daled Iyar. So the Rashash here in Psachim, Adaf Nun Gimel, we know that the Mishnah records that there were different minhagim about whether or not people ate Tzli on Pesach night. So he says, according to one day in Tosfos, you should say that you should also include Pesach Sheni in the restriction against eating Tzli. Because if the whole reason that you don't eat Tzli is because it's mechzi that you're Ochel Pesach, Bachutz, so then that should also be a concern on Pesach Sheni. So you should not be allowed to eat Tzli. So he says, in our communities where we don't eat Tzli on Pesach Rishon, so then maybe we should aser it. And then he says, well, maybe you're going to say that since the restriction in Pesach Rishon was a minig, you're not going to carry it over. But he says, the issue will be, what about eating a Gedima Kulos? A Gedima Kulos, the Gemara says, is a formal Issa Drabanan. Todus Ishromi, he ate Gedima Kulos, and the Chazal say that's totally usher. It's usher to eat a whole roasted lamb, because that really looks like, a whole roasted lamb looks like you're eating a Korban Pesach. So he thinks that Isurohu af belel tesvav iyar. And this idea of the Rashash appears in the Yosefer Yafeh Lalev. The Yafeh Lalev was the son of Rab Chaim Falaji, and it's quoted in Rav Avadya and the Chazon Avadya. So Rav Avadya goes back and forth discussing this Yafeh Lalev, who also has this minig. The minig Irenu in Izmir, Shalo Lechel Tzli, B'shtei Lelos Rishonos, and Ein Lechel Belel Tesvav Iyor Shuzman Achilas Pesach Sheni. So this idea is that somehow the character of Pesach Sheni takes on a similar nature of Pesach Rishon. So not only is it true for observing the quote-unquote Kedushas Hayom, which would mean that it has the quality of a Yom Tov for purposes of not saying Tachnun and not saying Tzidkasla and not fasting and not doing a Spadim, it also be in terms of Nihugim, that you would act, you would behave as if it were a Pesach Rishon. So therefore, you would not eat Tzli on Leil Tesvav Iyar. Yeah, so that for sure doesn't translate, because the Isra of Achilas Matzah Erev Pesach is so that you can eat the Matzah Beleil HaSeder L'Teyavon. Right. But on Leil Pesach Sheni, there is no Matzah that is a Chiyav. The only Matzah that you eat on Leil Pesach Sheni is a Matzah Sumerom Yochlu, which is subsumed under the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. If you don't have a Pesach, there's no independent Chiyav of Achilas Matzah. So that's what we pointed out, that Reb Chaim, the Brisker tradition, was that mitzvah of al matzah sumerom yochlu, that's not even a mitzvah of achila bekazayis. If you had one kazayis full of matzah and maror, you're yotze. It's a kazayis of matzah and maror. So there's no requirement.
If someone was actually bringing pesach sheni, he's eating matzah with pesach, would he be letting matzah
erev? L'chor he would. I would assume so. Why not? There's no mitzvah of achilas matzah. Yeah, I would think so. So the root of this might be in a diuk in the Sifri. Because when the Sifri in Parshas Paloscha and Pisca Samach Tes, when it compares Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni, and then it contrasts them, it points out that it has these drushas which we have in our Gemara. Mitzvah she'al gufo amuro, samatam alom kacholchu kasapesach yasu. Also, b'mitzvah she'begufo hakasim medaber o af l'shiva ulamatza ulabir chametz. What does it mean? Af l'shiva ulamatza ulabir chametz. So the Netziv says, I explained this to you earlier in Pisgah Zion, where the Netziv says that this Zion is for purposes of a Yom Tov. And he references the Ramban, which we saw, although it's not Mukhrach that the Ramban really thinks this, but the idea is that Pesach Sheni is only Yom Echad and not 7 days. What's the Yom Echad? The Netziv says the Yom Echad is a quasi-Yom Tov. It's not referring to Yom Echad of Matzah versus Shiva for Matzah, because it says L'Shiva Ula Matzah. Matzah is not included there. It's not Labir Chametz. So what is this Shiva? It must be that there is a quasi-Yom Tov status of Yom Tov Rishon, that's this day of Yud Dalet Iyar. And that's perhaps what underlies the whole discussion that there is some Kedusha Sayom. And that's the Netziv suggestion. What's that? No, nobody says there's a Nisim Malacha. But there's some significance to this day. The Netziv says that what it means is that there was a Havami that you have 7 days of Yom Tov, similar to the day of Yom Tov, which is the day of Pesach Sheni. So that's piece number one, which is that there is an element of Kedusha Sayom, there is some distinction of the day of Pesach Sheni. What about for the Pesach Sheni itself, the Korban Pesach Sheni itself? So obviously, the Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni is a Korban Pesach. We discussed this in the context of Moser Pesach, that if you have a Moser Pesach, which is between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, it's still really omed for Hakrava as a Pesach. And therefore, all of the halachos that are pertinent to the Hakravas of Pesach are going to be pertinent to this korban. And therefore, it goes without saying that the Zrikas Adam is going to be the same way, and Shalol Lishma. The Gemara took that for granted, which is probably why the Mishnayos and the Gemaras don't discuss it. It's obvious. It's still a Korban Pesach. It's not a Moser until now. But perhaps the way to think about this is to try to consider, when we say that this Pesach Sheni is like Pesach Rishon, what's the relationship between these two? What's carrying over? So we had last week, Noach gave us a beautiful presentation about the question of whether or not the chiyuv of Pesach Sheni mirrors that of Pesach Rishon. Is it an extension? Is it something which is independent? So the machlokas in the Tanoim. So to the extent that Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzmo, maybe that means that the Korban Pesach itself is a Korban Pesach, but it's a Korban Pesach which is totally separate, distinct, and unrelated or dissimilar to Pesach Rishon. Or do you say, no, the fact that it's a regel bifnei atzmo, that's just in terms of the nature of the chiyuv, but the essence of the Korban, maybe that is the same. So that's one frame of how to think about this. A second frame of how to think about this is the frame that the Gemara gives us in the three strata of bigufo, algufo, and chutzlagufo. So the Gemara tells us that based on the drashos, which were both here in the Gemara and a slightly modified one in the Sifri, that we have a pasuk for bigufo, we have a pasuk of algufo, and then you have a pasuk to be mamayit chutzlagufo. So depending on where something is going to fall in those categories, that's where it's going to be carried over from Pesach Rishon. A third way to think about this is not just in terms of what is bigufo versus algufo, but what is characteristic of the Korban Pesach as an experience of what it means, what it signifies. And that might help us figuring out what is the mitzvah shebegufo and what is not. So we'll come back to that. And finally, maybe it will depend on the drasha. Depending on the exact structure of the drasha, that will also determine what you carry over from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. So again, there are gzeres hakasuv elements here that need to be thought about, what's going to carry over from one to the other. And then there are svaras and underlying principles. So what are the similarities between the two? So number one, the Gemara tells us that there is a chiyuv to eat the Korban Pesach Sheni al matzos merorim, just like the first one. Number two, there is an iser nosar. And number three, there is an iser of shviras etzem. We took note of the fact that the Rambam counts these as separate mitzvos for the Pesach Sheni. But that's not necessarily indicative of the extent to which these are mirroring Pesach Rishon, right? Is an extension of Pesach Rishon? Or does the Rambam just need to tell you that since the Rambam holds it's a regel bifnei atzmo, if it weren't specifically prescribing these dinim, I wouldn't have known them because it's a regel bifnei atzmo. So since it's a regel bifnei atzmo, I need to recapitulate all of these dinim and give you separate minyan mitzvos for Pesach Sheni. So, yesh lodin, you should think about the fact that I understand it's noveh from the fact that it's regel bifnei atzmo. So now what does that tell me about these dinim? That's in the pasuk. These are all straight up sukkim. Then Chazal give you drushes to include other things. So number one, tzliyesh, the Gemara says, is included. Number two, the Gemara is a drasha, lo sod simen abayis. And number three was, al tochlu mimenuna. So the Gemara says, these are the three drushes Chazal that are in addition to the three psukim that tell us the similarities. Then the Mishnah gave us a seventh comparison, which is that they are both ton halel ba'asiyason. They both require halel b'shas asiyas ha-pesach. So here too, we could think about this. We need to go back to figure out, well, what was the machayev of the halel b'shas asiyas ha-korban pesach in the first place? Well, we had two days in Rishonim, whether that was a halel that was being sung by the Leviim, and it's a function of the korban, or was it being sung by the balabatim, by the kitos, by the people, by the Yisraelim? So we had the long brisker up there, but so this is a point to step back and say, well, wait a second. It's ton halal like the first one. If you're telling me that chiyuv was a chiyuv of just shira ala carbon, like Tosafos straight up, so you can understand that carbon was a carbon pesach and this carbon pesach, so they both require the same. But if you're telling me that it was the kitos who said the halal the first time, it's interesting that the kitos are going to say halal the second time, because we don't have the same Kahal Adav Yisrael, as we'll see in a little bit. So you have to figure out, why are you saying Halel B'Shas Asiyasan in Pesach Sheni? Okay, those are the seven similarities that Chazal articulates in the Gemara. What are the differences? So the Mishnah gives you two big differences. One is Balyarol Ba'imatze, and the second one is Halel Ba'achilaso. So this requirement of Balyarol Ba'imatze in Pesach Rishon, that it does not exist in Pesach Sheni, Rashi has a very fascinating comment that we saw, that Rashi, the Lashon of Rashi, was that when Chazal told you that there's only Balyarol Ba'imatze in the first one, but Chametz Upesa, Chametz and Matzah, you can have Chametz even Imo Babayis on the second one. So Rashi's Lashon is, Ve'ein iser chametz ela ima ba'achilaso. So how do you understand that? The Minchas Chinuch says that's wild. You're telling me there's an iser of eating chametz with your korban pesach mehechitesi. So says the Ambu'a de Sifri, as an awesome read. The Ambu'a de Sifri was a colleague of Rabbi Menachem Zemba, who lived in Europe, who wrote a commentary on the bottom of Sifri, and he sent it to Rabbi Nachum Zemba for some ha'ara, so that's how some of the comments of Rabbi Nachum Zemba we still have. It's one of the things that survived the war, were his like ha'aras to his friend who wrote the Ambu'a de Sifri, the commentary on the bottom. So the Ambu'a de Sifri says, you got to read Rashi this way. You say, Ein Isser Chametz. There's no Isser Chametz. Ella, Imo Ba'achiloso. You can even have it when you eat it. Imo Ba'achiloso. You can even eat it with your Pesach Sheni. That's how the Ambu'a de Sifri reads it. He says the Minchas Chinuch totally misread the Rashi. He said, whoever thought, who could ever imagine that that's what it was? That's how he reads the Rashi. Awesome. That's on the bottom in his comment on the Sifri right here. Rav Yashiv in his Ha'aros on the Gemara, he says, maybe what Rashi's saying is that he thinks that the matzah will be mevatel the tam mitzvah if you have chametz. There's a mitzvah of matzah shemerom yochlu, and if you eat chametz while you're eating the korban pesach, that chametz will be mevatel the tam. But the truth is, if that's the case, then it's not just chametz, then it's also, I don't know, if you're eating prunes, it's mevatel the tam. So here's the awesome shot in the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says, it's just the pshuto shel mikra. The pasuk says, al matzah sum rom yochlu. Matzah is a chalol shem. It's la'afuke chametz. Chametz is the one thing which is the counterpoint to matzah. Matzah only exists as a counterpoint to chametz. We discussed this in halachic context in terms of thinking about when it is that you kick in the iser of achilas matzah on Erev Pesach. It's also related to bedikas chametz. When do you have a chalos shem chametz? When you have a din matzah. Those two dinim are connected to each other. So he says, matzah zmer miyuchlu, the iser chametz is a lava b'mechlal seh. Rashi just read the pasuk. Simply, it says, al matzah from Rom Yachlu, you have to eat it on matzah. The mela, obviously, you can't eat it with chametz. So that's the first din that applies in Pesach Rishon, doesn't apply in Pesach Sheni. The second is halal ba'achilaso, that only halal ba'achilaso, and here too, you have to discuss this at greater length because the makar that the Gemara gives us for halal ba'achilaso is hashir yelachem kalelas kadish chag. So that origin. It's a machlokas. Minchas Chinuch says, I don't know what he's talking about. Abu Adi Sifri says, of course, there's no thing like that. And Or Sameach says, yes, there is. That's Rashi understood the pasuk. So now we're moving to the second issue, which is how you understand this pasuk, Hashir Yelachem Kalilas Kadish Chag. If you understand that this was the Machayah for Halal Balel HaSeder, so then that's very questionable, how you can carry that over, so it makes perfect sense. But if you're saying that it's a function of Kedushas Halayla, so then maybe you have to think about that differently in terms of going back to what we said about the nature of this night. And you say, well, apparently the nature of the night is not the same as the first time. That's this Laila is not Mekudesh L'chag. So maybe there should, if that's really how you're going to read it, this is, Reb Chaim spoke about that halal of the Leil HaSeder being Noveh from the Kedusha Sayom. So then maybe this Gemara should indicate that you should not observe any Pesach Sheni observances on the night of Tesvav Iyar, because it's not an Laila that's Mekudesh. Those are the two distinctions in the Mishnah. The Tosefta gives us five more. What do we have in the Tosefta? Number one, the first one has Shalosh Kitos and not the second one. Number two, the Rishon is Docha Tumah and not the second one is Docha Tumah. Number three, the Rishon is Chayav Kares and not the second one. Then he gets into all the different Shitos. Number four, the Rishon is Ton Chagiga and the Sheni is not. And number five, the Rishon is Noid Kol Shiva and the Sheni is not. And that's what we spoke about last time. So far we have seven differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. I apologize because we started late. I need to be Mamar Lahachmitz here a little bit. So, again, just a regalachas. The Mishnah was by Rabbi Matze and Halaba Achiloso. The Tosefta was Kitos, Dechias Toma, because we had a Machlokas Tanamid Beis, Chi of Kares, Machlokas Tanoim, Chagiga, and Noe Kol Shiva, which we spoke about earlier from the Nitziv. So those are seven differences. The Tosfos here quotes the din of the Kitos from the Tosefta, and then he introduces one more, Bikur Dalad Yamin. So Tos says, yeah, ton of Ashir. So if you look in the Torah Sakachim, in the bottom of the Chavetz Chaim's Zevach Toda, he has the little Ha'aras that are Halacha L'maisa. So the Chavetz Chaim in the Torah Sakachim quotes that he thinks that Halacha L'maisa Bikur is one of the Nafkamina. The Torah Sakachim, which is the Psakim of the Chavetz Chaim on the bottom of the Zevach Toda. But if you look in the Chesed Lavram, which if you drop down the menu box in the Hebrew books Rambam, on the side they have all those Mefarshim. So there's a Mefarsh there called the Chesed Lavram, who says that Bikur is not Noheg Barishon, according to the Rambam, either. And that's why it's not an Afkamina.
What's the
Chavetz Chaim says it is an Afkamina. Like Tosfos, it's just not counted. But the Chesed Lavram points out, he says, wait a second, did you notice that the Rambam never counted, he never mentioned the din of Bikur in Pesach Rishon at all? The Rambam apparently thinks, and this is in the Sugya in Saf Tzarivav, the Rambam apparently thinks that the din of Bikur is only Shayach for the Tumid, it doesn't exist for the Pesach, and therefore it's not a Nafkamina. Okay? So we have seven in the Mishnah and the Gemara, and then we have one more, which is debated in Tosfos. So now let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam, Perakei, Halacha Tesvav. Ma bein Pesach Rishon lePesach Sheni. The Rambam does a very interesting mashup of these two groups of the Mishnayos and the Tosefta, leaving some and putting some in. Rishon also bechametz by Rabbi Matzei einu nishchan al chametz ein motziim imenu chutz lechabura. Ton halabachi lasu mivin imo chagigar, and it's possible to bring it betuma if nitma rov kal tumas meis. But Pesach Sheni, number one, chametz imatzi imo babayas. Two, ein atol malabachi lasu. Three, motziim also chutz lechaburaso. Four, ein imo mivin imo chagiga. Five, napa betuma. Six, they're both docha Shabbos, so that's something they have in common. Now we're going to talk about the commonalities. Tun and halabas yasan. That's a common second commonality. Nechol and sli b'bayis echad. We'll get to that. Al matzos umarer. Ve'ein mosirin shviras etzem. Why aren't they all similar? The Rambam says because it's only similar in certain ways. Miktzas chukas haPesach because of the gzeras hakasuv. So it's interesting that the Rambam does not mention the kitos. Pesach nishka b'sholosh kitos. So suggests the tshuvas that we saw in the Binyan Sion, maybe because the Rambam knows that it's not ma'akiv, so it shouldn't carry over because it's not chukas haPesach. And the Bikur, we already mentioned, the Merkavas Misha says the same thing as the Chesed Lavram, that the Rambam does not hold a Bikur Ludoros on Pesach at all. The Rambam mentioned this tricky point about the Isser of taking the Korban Pesach out. So if we had more time, I would spend a little bit more time on this, but I just want to be mitzayin it because there are two difficulties of this Rambam. The Rambam tells us in Perek Beis that there is an Isser to take your Korban Pesach chutz l'chabura, and there is a posel. And here in Perek Yod Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam reiterates that and says, Ein motziin osu chutz l'chabura. But Pesach Sheni, he says two strange things. One is, motziin osu chutz l'beis achilaso. So that's against our Gemara. Our Gemara had a beferish drasha that you're not allowed to take it out. And number two, the Rambam then says, nechal b'bayis echad. So that seems to be against our Gemara, and it's a stir minei ubei. So the Kesem Mishnah says, don't worry, our sugi is not alibi dehilchasa, because the Rambam says that lehotzi min habayis is not alav shenitak la'ese, which is the way the Gemara presents it here. And so he changes the girsa. Great. What about the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So the Chavetz Chaim in the Zevach Todah says, I'll tell you the difference.
What?
There's what? Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, because the Rambam said that when it comes to Pesach Rishon, ein motziin oso chutz l'chabura, yeah. But in Pesach Sheni, you're allowed to take it chutz l'chabura, and even chutz l'bayis, but it's nechal b'bayis echad. So he says, what's going on? In Pesach Rishon, there's an Isser to take it chutz l'chabura, but in Pesach Sheni, there's a din that you have to eat it babayis. Why? Because the only din in the first case of lo sosiyum habayis, that's mefurish bekra. Only if it's mefurish bekra are you going to violate that din in Pesach Sheni. The din of chutz l'chaburaso is a drasha. The pasuk says lo sosiyum habayis, but the chutz l'chabura, that is a drasha. That's what the Chavetz Chaim answers. But others give a different answer. And this is a great pshat. We saw this in several Achron. If you look in the Mekeves HaMishnah, so the Aruch HaShulchan also speaks about this, Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid. The Rambam will tell you that there are two different dinim. There is the lav of lo sotzi min habayis, and the Rambam says, we don't paskin like that. That doesn't carry over to Pesach Sheni, because we think that that's a lav, which is not nitak la'aseh, and is not carried over, even though the Gemara does have a drasha for non-lita klase slavs, but this one is not included. But the din of what the Rambam says, nechal b'bayis echad, that's not learned from the lav. That's a separate asay of b'bayis echad yeachel. So there's no reason not to carry that over. That's going to be a mitzvah sha'al gufo, that you have to eat it b'bayis echad. And that's how the Rambam includes it. And that's how you could be miyashiv of the Rambam without changing the girsa like the Kesa Mishnah. So see the Merkevas HaMishnah and the Aruch HaShulchan, who both address this point. So far, we have the seven differences that the Gemara and the and the Mishnah gave, the Mishnah and the Gemara gave us. Then we have the extra difference of Beaker that Tosafos gave us. And now, within the Rambam, you have another difference between Chutz Labayas versus Chutz Lachabura. That in Pesach Shedi, according to the Rambam, on the one hand, you're allowed to take it Michutz Lachabura and Michutz Labayas. There's no Isser to take it out, therefore there's no Psul Yotzei. And there is, at the same time, a Chiyuv to eat it inside. So you always have to bring it back inside to be Mekayim the Aseh of Babayas Echad. So that's going to be another difference. That's going to be difference number 9 between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. That's Shitas HaRambam vis-a-vis the Achila B'Chabura. Here's number 10, the Svas Emes. Svas Emes told us, we saw the Svas Emes, that since the Rambam said that Zachar HaSeyom HaZeh is the source for CPTs Mitzrayim, so now we don't have Zachar HaSeyom HaZeh for Pesach Sheni. Memela, CPTs Mitzrayim, doesn't apply on Leil Tesvav. However, he did quote the Maharal, who he thought that maybe the Maharal would think that it would be. Lechur, the pashtus is that this goes back to the original thing that we talked about, and I apologize that we're going a little bit quickly today, but really what we need to do is each one of these nafkamina, you need to think about, is this al gufo or is this chutz legufo? Is this a din in the korban or is this a din in the laila? So the pashtus is that, and this is what the Binyan Zion said, the din of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, that's Vigarata Labincha, that's Balaila, that's Dafka Adin of Leil Yud Dalet commemorating Yitzias Mitzrayim. We don't commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim on Leil Tesvav Iyar. Leil Tesvav Iyar, we commemorate the performance or the fulfillment of Pesach Sheni, of a Korban Pesach. It's not a din of the Korban. Next, Nafkamina. So the Binyan Zion had a Safek of Kol Shalom Omar Shlosh Dvarim Elu B'Pesach, Lo Yatzi Yidei Chovaso. Maybe you have to say the statement of Rabbi Gamliel. So Lechor, that's related to this din of the Svas Emes of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But what's interesting is that he points out that you do link the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim to these mitzvahs. There are other achronim, I forget who I saw, who was noted more like the Maharal, to assume that you do have a chiyuv of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is connected to the mitzvah of Pesach. How is it connected to the mitzvah of Pesach? Well, it's connected to matzah. Nafkamina, many achronim say, why women are chayiv in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because if they're chayiv in matzah, because they're chayiv in lo sochal chametz, so they're also chayiv in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim because of bavur zeh. And bavur zeh is b'shal sheish matzah umarur, but b'zman b'ez mikdash Pesach. So if you put that all together, perhaps the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is connected to the Karban. That's more like the Maharal, similar to that approach. And the Bavurzeh is linking the Karban Pesach with the Amira. And even if you're not linking it to the general Amira of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's linking it to the Amira of Pesach She'anu Ochlim. And in the Bizman Shemesa Mikdash, the Nusach was Pesach Zu She'anu Ochlim. Not She'ayu Ochlim, it's She'anu Ochlim. So if you look in the Torah Chaim Haggadah, we looked it up this morning, there are actually two deis that we shown him. If you look at Rav Rimon's Haggadah, he quotes it from the Achronim as well. Two deis that we shown him, the Avudram versus the Orchos Chaim, whether or not when we say Kol Shlo Amar Shlo Shetvarim Eilu B'Pesach Lo Yatzei Yidei Chovaso, that means Lo Yatzei Yidei Chovas Haggadah or Lo Yatzei Yidei Chovas Achilas Karban Pesach. So if it's the latter, which for some reason is the assumption of the Binyan Zion, if it's the latter, then maybe in Achanami. Maybe even if there isn't the din of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim tonight, there is a din of Amiras Pesach al Shumma. That would be Nafkamina number 11. So maybe there is a din of Kol Shalom Amar on Pesach Sheni. There is potentially there is a din of Pesach Rishon. Maybe it's also true for 11, for Kol Shalom Amar. The 12th Nafkamina, he says, was Tibol Bacharosis. A couple of more Nafkamina beyond the Binyan Zion that we saw. So, what would you say about the Safek of the Mishnah Lamelech that we saw in Pesachim and Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, which appears in Tosas and Yuma, Chav Tesem and Aleph Dibra Maschel Ella? It's a gigantic Tosas going on to Amid Beis. Whether or not the din of Yuuchar of Pesach after the Talmud Shebein Arbaim applies to Pesach Sheni. So Rabbi Kiva Eger here in the Drush V'Chidush, he assumes as a Dover Pashat that it is not after the Pesach. He assumes after the Talmud, he assumes that it is before. L'maisa, it's not a Chiyuv Karis, and it doesn't have Be'erev. So just because it has Bein Arbaim, and there's no Asi Sheish Bo Karis, so it's not going to trump the din of Aleha Hashlim. But this too is a chance to take a step back and say, wait a second. If the Karban Pesach is really modeled after the Pesach Sheni is really modeled after the Pesach Rishon, maybe it should carry over that same din that it should be brought Be'erev. L'chora, that's the suffix in Tosfos. That's the suffix in the Mishnah Melech. To what extent this Karban Pesach Sheni really has the same character as Pesach Rishon. V'haraya, and this maybe goes a little bit toward what you were saying earlier, Tosfos in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim says Lo Yochal Adam on Erev Pesach Lo Yochal. Why? Because the Gemara explains we're going to eat the Pesach L'Teyavon. In these days, those days it would be the Karban Pesach. Today it's going to be the Matzah. So Tosfos says one day. Tosfos says 2 days. One day is that the Karban Pesach is also going to generate an Isra Achila of a Suda on Erev Pesach. So if you assume that you're carrying over the nature of the Chiyuv Karban, that it's going to be later in the afternoon, so maybe also the preparatory steps. Now you might disagree with this and say, no, it's actually not, this din is not about protecting the Karban Pesach in the Erev Yom Tov. This is actually just a way of creating a Kiyum of L'Teyavon in the midst of Sachila Shebegufo. So this could be a prat in Achilas Pesach L'Teyavon Begufo. That would be Nafkamina number 13. Is there an Isser Achila on Erev Pesach Sheni if you're Makar of the Korban Pesach? In the last 3 minutes that we have remaining, three more things to think about. The Din of Lina, this idea that you're Makar of the Korban Pesach in Pesach Sheni, does that generate a Chi of Lina? The Rambam tells Zilchus Bikurim that Lina is a din in coming to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Zevach Toda, in that same piece in the Chavetz Chaim, he thinks that according to the Rambam, there certainly is a din of Lina. But if you look in the Me'iri Paskins, it's 2 days in the Gemara Amud Beis, the Me'iri Paskins, that there is no din Lina. So this too is Lo Chora, a function of the nature of the Chi of Hakrava and the type of Korban that it is in Pesach Sheni. So the Rambam does not say, but the Zevach Toda thinks that the Rambam assumes that there is din Lina, and the Me'iri says Beferish that there is no din Lina. This would be Nafkamina number 15. And then Nafkamina number 16 is the suffix of the Kli Chemda. The Kli Chemda's suffix was whether or not there is a din Alasova. So if you assume that Alasova is a din Klali for all Karbanos, so then of course it's not a Nafkamina. But if you assume like the Rambam that Alasova is Dafka din for the Achilas Kohanim of Kachi Kachim, so then, well, Pesach Sheni is not a din of Kachi Kachim. So if Pesach Sheni is just a pale shadow of Pesach Rishon, so maybe you would say there's no din of Alasova. If you say that Alasova is to protect your Shviras Etzem, so then you would say it's applying to Pesach Sheni. But the Kli Chemda, Meir Domplotsky, Zechet Tzadok Levracha, has an awesome Ha'ara. He says, wait a minute, no! The din of Alasova is actually a din in the Gufo Shel Karban Pesach. What's that? Maybe it's similar to the idea of the Gufo Shel Pesach being eaten L'Teyavon, it's eaten alasova because it's the way that we eat things b'derech eres like malachim. And he shtels to the chinuch about sli, that you eat, you're a wealthy person, you eat the dessert, you eat the end of the meal, you eat the meat because it's a delicious add-on, because you don't have to worry about being poor and being hungry.
Yeti says a sevo is not. You went to a sevo. No.
Why? Because l'chura, that's more a din in the guf. That's a din in you as a person. Especially if you understand, like the Rambam, that Heseba and Dalet Kosos are together. That when you express freedom, that's your personal expression of freedom on Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if there is a din that Karban Pesach needs to be nechal in an open of freedom, so then you could see how that becomes a mitzvah she begufo, unlike Heseba. So to summarize, we presented 16 different potential nafkamina between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. We had the two from the Mishnah, we had the five from the Tosefta, we had one from Tosfos, we had another one from the Rambam, and then we had these other collector's items of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Kol Shelo Omar, of Tilo B'Charoses, and then we had the ones that are related more to the Karban, which is the Isra Achila and Erev Pesach, the relationship with the Din of Lina, the Zman Shechita, and then the last Dinim of Alasova, relating to this general question. Each one, we have to think about it very carefully, to what extent is Pesach Sheni a Karban, which is a Karban Pesach that happens to be brought delayed, or is it a just a carbon makeup that's not really fully a carbon Pesach, and to what extent it is.